Okay, good evening, Abayisai. We're up to Simen Reish Lamed Hei, we're up to Siv Beis. Osu lehaschi lechol chatzi sho, sumuch lezman ki yashma shel arves. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that a person is not allowed to start eating a half an hour before the zman of ki yashma shel arves. We know there's an obligation to say Shema in the evening, and when the time of Shema has arrived, then a person has an obligation to drop everything and say and fulfill the mitzvah. Pardon? So now the halacha is not only when the zman of Kiryat Shema has arrived, you go to say Kiryat Shema, but in fact, even a half an hour, samuch le'mayriv, you have to take into consideration that in a half an hour after to say Shema, so you must not start eating then. Because what's going to happen if you start eating now half an hour before Shema? What happens then? You're going to forget. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, also lehaschil, tzivkot and tezayin. Hatam, the reason is, last short line, second short line. Ve'atam shema yimoshech besudosim, you're going to schlep out your meal. Ve'pa'omim, and occasionally, yishtaka ledei zigam b'sheno, you may end up schluffing. By the time you reach dessert, you can't keep your eyes open. And you may just forget to say Shema altogether. V'yishkach likos ki Hashma, you're going to forget to say Chas v'Sholim ki Hashma. V'afidu lechol kimo also, you're not allowed to eat a little bit either. U'mikol mokim t'ima be'alna mine peris v'afidu paske beitze shori. So, there's a difference when you are sitting down and eating. If you are sitting down to eat, that is prohibited. If it's a t'ima, which means a tasting, that will be permitted. So, for instance, if it's anything which is a fruit or the like, that wouldn't be a shayla at all. That's permitted. Yeah. Supper. In principle, the answer is yes, it's a problem. We're going to see soon why it may not be a problem. But in principle, yes, you're getting into the shayla over here. Yeah. Friday night as well. Yeah. In principle, you're getting to the shayla. We'll see soon why it may not be a problem. Oh, here's that. Okay, let's see. There's going to be... So keep this in mind, and we'll see soon why it may not be a problem. What about if you don't intend to eat, but intend to sleep? I'm going to have a little nap. Just 20 minutes or so. Did that ever work? Just 20 minutes or so? Does that ever work? It doesn't really work. Makes it worse. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, actually, you're not allowed to do that half an hour before Nacht. Half an hour before Zman Maariv, you can't do that. And the reason is, V'chalishon also sleeping. V'hafulu daritu reglishon kima, even if you just intentionally just to rest for a little bit, you may end up forgetting, you may end up sleeping. Pardon? Oh, we'll get to that shortly. We'll get to that in a minute. All the things that were mentioned in Simen Reish Lamed Beis with regards to Mincha, they also apply over here. So don't go to the barber half an hour before Ma'ariv. Don't go to the bathhouse half an hour before Ma'ariv. Don't. All those things are also prohibited in terms of Ma'ariv as well. Shem Dvorim Mamavim Lidei Pshia, because they end up that you're going to forget yourself. Certainly, once it's Nacht, and now you've got to say Shema, for sure it's also. So it's also half an hour before Nacht, and Kal Vachem by Nacht, you don't have to do that, because now the Zman of Shema has started. Eli Rabbe says that if it is before the times of Kiryat Shema, before the time of Maariv, that you'd be allowed to. Half an hour before, you're not allowed to eat, but as regards to the other things, that half an hour before Maariv, that may be mutar. But certainly not when Nacht has actually come. Miu lilmoid. What about learning? Lekula al mashori b'samuchlo. Everybody allows learning half an hour before. Why is that? Why is learning permitted? It's because, yeah, oh good. The Mishnah adds in the brackets of Adraba mitzvah. It's a great mitzvah to learn before Maariv. Like it says in the Gemara, the Adam bar min ha'asadeh ba'arev, a person comes from the field in the evening. So when he's finished working, he's finished his day's work, he's coming exhausted home. Nichlas le'beis ha'knesses, he goes to shul. Himro gelik is kore, if you know that to learn chumish, you learn chumish, lishna shone, if you know that to learn mishna is in gemore, should do so. If you kore kere shma, mispalin, then after this shma, and mispalin davon zmarim. So, you see over here that when the daily schedule of a person is when a person's work is finished, panose, he comes and then he learns davon zmarim, and that's part of the siddur of a yom of a yid. By the way, I want to point out, there is a, many shuls, I think it's very established in the United Synagogue shuls, and other shuls as well, that if they daven mincha and ma'ariv together, then they will be between mincha and ma'ariv. Sometimes, many shuls, I think. What do they do? A short share, right? A short var teire, short var aloche. This is very much in line with this. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're right. Just the brackets over here, this medrash, this gemara that he says, that a person will learn before ma'ariv. You're right, he's talking about ma'ariv bizmana, but the concept of coming from work and then doing a bit of learning before ma'ariv, that concept is very well established, actually. Yeah, person should make a point to learn. Yeah, many shuls do it. Yeah, so aber mach shigi az man kiyash ma osaf nim ek shu mispal kshu mispal pevesoy biyachid vimam alay chaver shein lo imen shaskein mispal mutem. Mishmo says we two very, very important points. One point is that when it's actually zman of ma'ariv, when zman of ma'ariv is started, then actually you're not allowed to learn anymore. You have to drop your safe and you start down. When zman ma'ariv, you have to say shema now. Now it's nacht. You can't carry on. So the other things, eating, potentially also going to the barber and doing all the things. And that's even half an hour before Nacht, you're not allowed to do that because you may end up forgetting Shema. But learning half an hour before is fine. But when the time of Nacht has come, you're not allowed to, you have to stop learning. You have to say Shema now. Time of Shema has arrived. Time of Shema has arrived. You can't carry on learning. You have to. But the Mishnah Berurah does say over here, Ve'im oma lechaveru she'enu loymed, she'askerenu li'ish espar el mutam. If you've got a good friend, and that friend is a person that tells you, hold on here, my dear Moshe, it's time now to have ma'ariv, then you can learn. Why is that? He's a god, he's a shomer. So Mishnah Berurah over here, very subtly, in a very subtle manner, brings the halacha of a shomer over here. Mishnah Berurah says, if omar lechaver she'einu loymed she'askerenu she'espalel, mutar. If you've got a friend who's not learning with you, standing on my side, he says, you know what, do you mind telling me before ma'ariv that it's time now, say Shema, it's time to daven? If you do so, that is considered a shomer, a guard, and that works. So we're learning over here, Rabbi Yisrael, this is a very subtle but very, very important point. A shomer works. A shomer works. A guard works. And that is a very important factor. Because we want to try to understand why is it that when there's man of ma'ariv, not everybody is rushing to daven ma'ariv when it's just this man. Not everybody's saying straight away Shema when it is this man. The answer is when it's not everybody says Shema just because it's this man. Although we're learning of it that really you should. The answer is because a shomer would work. A shomer guard works. Now let's expand it a little bit. What could be similar to a shomer? Alarm clock works according to many poskim. Alarm clock works. Dan Dunner once told me the name of Lashiv that he was that alarm clock doesn't work. It's not considered a shomer. The proof is because normally because it doesn't work, people press the snooze button. Yeah, 5 alarm clock. Okay, so how many do you need? 5. 3 dozen, 5 dozen. So Dan Dunner says that the name of Lashiv, an alarm clock is not good because people just, the proof is that people just press and go back and turn to the other side. But many poskim hold that alarm clock is considered a good shomer.
There's a difference between learning with a progressive alarm clock and lying in bed asleep with an alarm clock.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it could be that even Rabbi Lashiv will agree with you that an alarm clock is a shomer. Yeah. So, but we're learning over here that it's a conceptually, it's not just a shomer, a physical shomer that is good enough, but there's actually other things, other ways of reminding yourself will also be considered an acceptable way. And there's no chashash, and that would work as well. And that leads us back to the earlier discussion of a regular minyan. And many poskim ask, what about a regular minyan? What happens if you every day go to the same minyan? Do you then have to worry still about chashash of shikha? You may end up forgetting ma'ariv and shema or not. Yeah. You do? Why? What if every single day, though, he goes to that minyan? For whoever he is, he's going to know that at 10 o'clock or half past 9 or whatever the time may be, 8 o'clock, he knows that he's going to go to that minyan. That it's like a shema. Very good. And that is what the poskim agree on. The poskim agree that the chashash of shikcha does not apply. It's a chiddush. But the poskim agree that if a person has got a set, fixed minyan that he goes to, that is considered, it's got the same din of a shema. I know there are chokim on that, and people do find it a bit of a kula. But if you're trying to understand why is that people don't work, why is people eating dinner? Why are people eating supper? You're not concerned? Because if the answer, if you eat at 7 o'clock and you go to Maghrib at half past 7, then, and you go every single day without fail, then the halacha is that we'll have a dinner of a shoyma. It's a chiddush, I agree. But the ma'aseh of the poskim agree that it's fine. Yeah. Very good. We'll get to that. That's very interesting. We're going to see. I'm going to show Mishnah Berurah about that. Mishnah Berurah about that. Right. So now, let's continue Shulchan Aruch. What happens if you started eating after the Zman? Mafsek, you interrupt. You say Shema, B'loi B'Koyser, without brachas, V'goy Mesudos, and you carry on your meal. And after this Koyser, V'Koyser, Mispar. So if you started eating after the Zman, you interrupt, you say Shema, without brachas, you finish your meal, and you say after the brachas and you daven ma'ariv. Avol, ein tzorach la'afsik litfila, hol v'yischilechol. Avol, him lo yischilechol, if you haven't started to eat, avol p'shinot al yodol tzorach la'afsik, if you washed your hands, you should interrupt. V'im ein shus leispadal, ma'afsik af litfila. Now, I want to point out over here a fascinating question, which is what Reb Gideon points out. What happens if somebody davens ma'ariv early? He davens ma'ariv before Davens Ma'ariv early. What about Shema? So when it's 9 o'clock, what time is Nacht? 10:20. Yeah, whatever time is Nacht, do you then have to straight away, do you have a, is there Issa to eat then, or Issa to do anything, because it's time of Shema? No, why not? Okay, I want to tell you Mishnah Berurah, which I don't understand, but that's what Mishnah Berurah paskens. Mishnah Berurah says, if cut new tests, samuch lezman ki hashma, haynu samuch letzizik yichovim, mashma gan avom, dafilu motzi shabbos leish lezoi shlo laschil azor suda. Hey, Mishnah Berurah says, that the test if cut and all the mashkos, but the rabbi says, that's very important. Mishnah Berurah, your first of all, tells us, you actually, yes, shalosh shudas is a problem. Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought of shalosh shudas being a problem? Shalosh shudas is half an hour. If you've got a half an hour before Nach, you mustn't start eating. Yeah, it could be a problem. Why not have to start eating? Because of Ma'ariv. You've got Shema. How can you start eating, washing and eating half an hour before Shema? You're not allowed to. So don't tell me Shabbos is different. Mishnah over here said in the name of Rinabom, you've got a problem. It is also to wash and have Shalosh shudas half an hour before Nach. Oh. Yeah, so that maybe it's not. No, nobody agrees. But yeah, it's a good svara. I hear that. Some Achanim mentioned that if you're a bit tzibu, you might be fine. But that would only be if the asan were not washing with you. But if everybody washes, then they can't be shomim. It won't work. It won't work. If everybody washes, you've got a problem. It's a problem. Fix that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So at least if a person is biyochit, it's definitely a problem. But now the Mishnah continues with the following interesting point. And I'm not pretending that I'm understanding this. I'm not pretending. What happens if somebody says Shema mi boid yoim, which means early before Nacht? Although anybody who says Shema before Nacht has to repeat it to Shema later again. Yeah. Right? If somebody davens, it's true, no? Somebody davens Ma'ariv before Nacht, he says Shema later again. Yeah. Nevertheless, muta lo emlechol kodim shikar sheni. You're allowed to. You have no issa anymore. There's no issa anymore. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat. Shari al kuponim kvar kol, because you've said Shema already. Mikol mokem. Nevertheless, begi asman tzitz kichovim. When the zman of tzitz kichovim is come, mamish is zman of kichovim. Nochal nizoy gam bezeh. It is proper to be careful then, but certainly not beforehand. So meikra din, Rabbi Yisrael Mishnah Berurah tells us there is no issa of Achila once you've said Shema early. It's right to be machmir one zman at tzitzik chomis, but certainly not half an hour before. And once zman at tzitzik chomis has come, there's nothing to be machmir, but it's a chumra. Now, I am not pretending I'm understanding this. Why am I not understanding this? What have you done? You didn't say Shema. Well, you did say Shema, but you didn't. You weren't Yotze. So what? You haven't Yotze. You have not been Yotze Kiyah Shema if you've done before Nach. Full stop. You have not fulfilled. So the whole chashash, you may end up forgetting. That's what we're not allowed to eat beforehand. So one second, you're not allowed to eat before. So you're not allowed to eat because you may end up forgetting. Well, if you're going to forget, it's also a problem because you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. You said Shema, but you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. I don't understand it.
Saying
the whole of it's filler early because it's kind of serves as a reminder.
Oh, I
don't know.
But it's actually more later.
That's like a similar. That's like a. It's as good as asking for
pudding and
shneil.
So
you used to do that every day. It's ingrained in your. It's like in. Yeah. I still find it very schwer to understand. The chash doesn't apply because you've daven already. So I would say it on the contrary, because you've daven married, you're more likely to forget it. Nobody's going to forget Tav Maiv altogether. Nobody's going to forget Tav Maiv altogether. So that's like more... yeah, Rabbi Gideon. Yeah.
Then you wouldn't need anything.
Yeah, then everything would be... Yeah, so we're not relying on Kiyah Shema Shel Amitah, really. You are going to, but we're not relying on it. You may end up falling asleep before saying Kiyah Shema Shel Amitah. Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously, the whole Shulchan Aruch is teaching us not what you're saying. There is a chashash. Chashash did establish a chashash.
Worst case scenario, that's what you're
going to
say.
Yeah. What do you
want to
say?
So what comes out of this Maisa is that on a Tanis, if you end up with Marav early, then as soon as it's
not... Nochen. It is right to say Shema then. It is right. I want to quote. So there is definitely, and you should, yeah, and this is Rizim Akdim, which we're going to see later on. You should take a Rizim Akdim, a person should say straight away, Banach. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm going to give you now a big Chiddush. A Chiddush which I checked with the gates of the Rav Shlita, and a few years ago. And you are more than welcome to argue with me. You're more than welcome. Yeah? But I have Machshava. Rabbi Yisrael, I am a big believer in Minhagim. I'm a big believer in Minhagim, and I firmly believe that what has been established in Klal Yisrael for many, many years, that is normally it's right. It's just right. Something is normally it's right. Now, I was wondering once, why is it that the minhag was in many Ashkenazis, a very good form, good kehilas, that it seemed to be that the I'm not saying that they were makpid on, but it seemed to be that they were, the davening always mincha maariv together, and it's more the maariv bismanoi is something which has been firmly embedded in it just wasn't. Yeah. So now I was wondering if the reason for that could be because people. I was wondering, it's a thought, I did not see it anywhere in writing. It could be that people did want to daven Ma'ariv early in order to escape the problem. It wasn't just the kula. Yeah, there is a kula of Tartar Asasa, no doubt about it. But once taking into consideration the kula of Tartar Asasa, there's also a chumo within that, which is that chumo that we're learning now, that you don't have a problem of starting to eat. Many people, if they daven Ma'ariv bismanoi, and that's what the gates of 100% agree with me, many people who daven Ma'ariv Zmanot, they're running into trouble with this is over here. If you daven every day to fix minyan, you're fine. If you've got a shoma, you're fine. But there are people out there who don't have either. They sometimes daven 10, quarter past 10, half past 10, 11, 12, whenever it may be. And don't have a fixed minyan. Besides that, they don't have a shoma. They couldn't ask their wives to be a shoma. Shomer Zalman says, you can ask your wife to be a shoma. It's not a problem. It works normally. I can tell you it works. I have a wife and shoma. They don't have a shoma, and they don't have a fixed mind. So really, when they're starting eating supper now, depending on a person's schedule and tzedayoyim, really, you could have a problem of you know, after you start eating now, you have to do Ma'ariv half. You've got, it's a, saying half an hour before, you've got to say Shema. So I wonder if the starting point was that they were Machmi actually. They didn't want to go into that promo half an hour before. Based on this Mishnah that we're seeing now, Tachonim Paskin, that once you've said Ma'ariv, even before Nacht, you've said Ma'ariv, you have no problem of. That was my thought. Rabbi, so what do you think about that?
It's a big
limud zchus, yeah. It's a big limud zchus, but I think that there might be something to it. Absolutely. According to Shabbat, you don't have a problem of dinner. You don't have a problem of dinner. Yeah.
So I heard directly from Rabbi Yisachar the Chaim Rambam himself that he said to me, it's much better done than Ma'ariv early in the evening, even to the extent that he doesn't make kiddush, than that you should wait to daven later in the evening. And that was very much his
shitter,
and he would do that himself.
Why? Based on what? Why would he be better?
There was
no lage room. There was. Yeah. Why not? Why did not want to have them later?
I don't know, but that was his shitter. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah,
maybe, yeah. Yeah. So, Akaponi Rabbi Yisai, I would just want to point out this Mishnah over here, that there's no Issa Achilov in half an hour before Nacht, if you daven Shema earlier. I don't pretend to understand it. I really don't understand it. It's an enigma to me. I don't understand it. But clearly what the Mishnah paskens, in the name of the Mogen Avraham, Taz, many Achonim say that. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we learned tonight, see, based on Simon Reish Lamed Hei, which tells us that also Isra Achila, Chatzis Shor Samuch Lezman Kriya Shema Shal Arves, we learned that the Isra is Chashash, Shema Yimashach Besudosoy, and Shema Yishkach. We learned that it's not only with regards to eating, there's also a problem of engaging in other businesses, barbers, haircuts, etc., everything. It's all a problem. We said, even half an hour before Nacht, it's a problem because it's Man Igezman of Shema. We learned that learning is not a problem half an hour before, but once Nacht comes, a person has to say Shema, and a person has to daven, and that would even actually have to interrupt his learning. We learned that Mishnah Berurah is Mechadesh, that once a person daven Ma'ariv early, the chashash of half an hour doesn't apply, and that's what we covered tonight. Be'ez Hashem, good evening, Rabbi.